Message number 300. God the Father, you my beloved children have a glorious future ahead of you. Sunday, January 8, 2012 at 14:04. I am the King of all creation. I am the Alpha and the Omega. All mankind will honor me. My dearest daughter, the time for humanity to honor me, their Heavenly Father, in all my glory is at last drawing very close. The prayers of my beloved children, those humble servants of mine, are saving souls and much of humanity against the forces of darkness which cover the earth. Behold, I say unto all of you, my humble followers, and those who believe in me, the Creator of all mankind, unite. You must join as one force to honor me, your Father. Pray in unity now for global conversion. The Holy Spirit was poured out by me upon the whole world on the 10th May 2011. Already it has beckoned so many good souls to proclaim my word. Now that the power of Satan is diminishing, he will attack as many souls as possible. The worst attacks will be inflicted on my churches and all those who honor me, their Heavenly Father. The faith of my church will continue to weaken, but the faith of those who bow before me will sway the minds of good Christians everywhere and bring them closer to me. Much confusion is evolving among my children. To all those who are distracted from praying to me, God of the Most High, hear my plea to humanity now. Never allow anyone to distract you from the truth of my holy word given to mankind to salvage souls. Never allow anyone to deter you from praying for those poor tormented souls who have been seized by Satan. Unite as one, children, and pray for mercy one last time. Your prayers offer me the help required to save most of humanity. You, my daughter, are the end-time prophet who will suffer the most. Because of this mission, you will receive the last such messages of their kind for the world and will be the primary target of Satan and his minions. There are now many prophets who have been given a holy mission sanctioned by me to help guide humanity. After your mission, I will not be sending anyone else to impart my messages, because the world as you know it will have been changed forever. As the end-time prophet, your voice will be rejected by believers first most, for they will oppose these divine messages aggressively in a way which will startle and frighten you, my daughter. Satan will attack those poor holy souls as a means to hurt me. He has already blinded the hearts of believers to the truth. He will twist the truth in the minds of those who pay homage to me, their Heavenly Father, and my beloved Son, Jesus Christ. Be joyful, however, because much conversion has already been achieved with the help of other visionaries and prophets in the world. So many catastrophic events have already been averted because of their work. However, a certain number of chastisements will continue to befall humanity in order to purify nations. My daughter, the serpent's power will be crushed and soon. This is why my children must not fear the future. You, my beloved children, have a glorious future ahead of you. All you need to do is to pray for your brothers and sisters and trust in me completely. While the warning which will take place soon and unexpectedly will save souls, much prayer is still needed. The prayers I ask of you now are especially for young people in every part of the world. These are the children entrapped by the wicked lies perpetrated by Satan. These are the children who spend much of their time living in false idolatry and in a make-believe world. They need your prayers the most. Unite, children. Put your differences aside. Shed your coat of pride. Drop down in love and humility to ask me for the graces you need. These graces will flood your soul with the Holy Spirit. Only then will your prayers be heard and answered. Your beloved Heavenly Father, God the Most High.